Books and Arts.
Book Review. Egyptian Fiction. A General in His Labyrinth. The Republic of False Truths by Ala Alaswani.
In The Yacoubian Building, 2002, Ala Alaswani portrayed the corruption and discontent of Hosni Mubarak's Egypt through the stories of one building's denizens, a petty schemer, a gay writer, a doorman's son. Illuminating and evocative, the book sold over 1 million copies and was adapted for the screen. Mr. Aswani's new novel, The Republic of False Truths, again uses an ensemble of characters to capture his country's contradictions and injustices. This time, the story is set around the revolution of 2011, when, sick of Mubarak's 30-year rule, hundreds of thousands of Egyptians gathered in Cairo's Tahrir Square. The cast includes young idealists, disgruntled factory workers, and others determined to stop the uprising. Some are simply caught in the middle. The result is an engaging, provocative, and ultimately frustrating tour of the revolution, from its gestation to its bloody aftermath. Banned in Egypt and other Arab countries, the book opens with General Ahmad Alwani, a God-fearing Muslim who watches pornography, tortures suspects, and is thoroughly corrupt. Most of this, he naturally believes, is justified by Islam. Just ask Sheikh Shamel, a preacher trained in Saudi Arabia. He is said to have taken the virginity of 23 young girls, all in compliance with holy law, writes Mr. Aswani, whose dry tone accentuates the absurdity. Pious and patriotic, at least in their own minds, the pair and their allies resist the revolution, or, as they see it, the foreign conspiracy funded by America and Israel.